Final hour on this Friday. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt live at Preds training camp here at Ford Ice Center, Bellevue. Great talking to Michael Bunting there. Preds winger joined us for a couple minutes there at the end of the hour. And that's a guy that maybe we aren't talking about enough who could end up being an X factor for this team this year.
I like him. He's shown, we were talking to Adam during the break, he's shown the ability. He's able to break out. Obviously played in Toronto on Austin Matthews' line, right, which is not something a lot of guys in the league can say that they have succeeded in that situation. So he's shown the ability to break out. And look, he caught momentum. He caught some fire at the end of last year. So I'm hoping he's able to sustain that momentum heading into this year and be an X factor for the Preds.
Yeah, I like what we heard from Michael Bunting. Said he's made some changes, put on a little bit of weight, but feels like he's staying fast. So excited to see what he does, excited to see what the Preds do. Justin from Greenbrier on our text line says, I just want the Preds to look like a competitive team this season. They looked so mediocre last year that it was hard to watch. I feel good about them being better than last year.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Again, it's a low bar, but like
something about the Titans. Though,
I think they're going to improve, and I think these veteran guys are going to start to find their spots in this lineup and in this system. So, been fun talking Preds again. Preds out here at training camp. We'll be out here to the end of Chase and Big Joe show. Chase and Big Joe will both be out here as well. So, plenty of Preds talk coming up the rest of the day on the station. I do want to get into some college football. We haven't talked a ton of college football this week. Last week, obviously, was a big week with the two in-state teams playing ranked matchups, Tennessee hosting Georgia. Vandy went on the road to South Carolina. So maybe not quite as big of a week locally with Vandy hosting Georgia State. That's a game. Revenge game from last year.
Yeah.
Commodores. A game you have to win. These next two are must wins if you want to keep yourself in that playoff
conversation. One of my proudest predictions, too.
Oh, yes, you did. You picked Georgia State last year.
I lone wolfed it.
You did, and you were correct. I think Vandy is going to have a little extra edge tomorrow night at First Bank Stadium.
That
is
I don't think
it's going to be close.
No, it's
6:30
not.
Kick, 5 o'clock pregame right here on 102.5 The Game. Tennessee hosting UAB. Again, that's like a 35-point spread. It's like they're going to be blowouts. But
I think they cover with ease on that one.
Yeah.
Too.
Tennessee, the one thing you'll say about Tennessee under Josh Heupel, they put up points on bad teams.
Yeah.
Like, was it Kent State last year?
Yeah, who was the worst team in FBS football.
Yeah, and they were up like 45-0 at halftime. So,
yeah,
I don't worry much about the local teams heading into this weekend. But we do have some big games in college football. One that I didn't even realize was a top 25 matchup, Utah-Texas Tech. Sneaky.
That's where game day should have gone.
Matchup. I agree. Reese Davis has come out and defended the choice of Florida-Miami. I don't like that pick.
Do like the guest picker, though.
Who is the guest picker?
Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I do actually like that. Because, you know, Miami, there are so many choices. To go to a hockey player, I kind of like it.
Well, he plays in Sunrise, which is just a couple miles outside of South Beach.
Right,
so.
For Coral Gables. So I like that. I don't think it's the right choice for game day.
No.
Utah-Texas Tech is good. And how many times are you going to have a chance to go to Lubbock this year? Probably not many.
Yeah, you could see Pat McAfee tossing tortillas at
people.
Or
is that game in Lubbock or is it in...
I think it's in Lubbock.
It's in Salt Lake.
It's in Salt Lake. Okay, gotcha.
Never mind.
I wrote Utah-TTU, and I assumed that I put the home team last, but I messed it up. In Salt Lake, that could be a fun one. That could be a fun one. That's a noon kick, 11 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to start your day. The game of the day, though... actually, there are two game of the days. We'll get to one later. Jackson Arnold revenge game at Oklahoma.
I think that's going to be a sneaky one to look at.
I mean, John Mateer has looked good for Oklahoma so far, but
yeah,
you gotta factor in some of the revenge here. And Jackson Arnold was not good at Oklahoma last year.
Yeah,
he got benched, but he's looked good at Auburn the first couple of weeks.
I mean, they beat Baylor, and Baylor has Sawyer Robinson on their team, who's looked like a great quarterback
so far. Parker Kelly, I believe, is one of Sawyer Robinson's biggest fans out there.
Yes, he is.
If no one else will shine the light on him, I will.
There you go.
Yeah, PK poll.
Listen to the air raid with Parker Kelly for more Sawyer Robinson knowledge. I kind of like Auburn in that game.
I know we're going to get into Monday headlines here shortly.
Yep.
That is one... I have given consideration to.
You're dipping into that? Yeah, we are continuing Monday headlines this week. Last week, we did it on Friday. Me and Parker picked, you know, trying to be Nostradamus a little bit and pick what are we going to be talking about on Monday on Friday. And yeah. Parker nailed his college football
one. Recap it. What'd you do, Parker?
I picked Georgia Tech to beat Clemson outright, and then I picked Georgia by 3 over Tennessee.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, he did.
Nailed it.
He did nail those. We were off on our Titans ones. I forget, what did you pick for the Titans last week, Parker?
I said Rams win by double, I think Rams by double digits.
Okay, so maybe
they
you
did in fact do that.
I had Calvin Ridley with a big game over 100 yards, and that
he did not do that.
So I was off on that. I picked Vandy to win in overtime over South Carolina.
They didn't need that.
Iffy. They did not need overtime. I know they did not. But those are a couple of games. Like Auburn, I don't know if I believe in Hugh Freeze long term there.
No.
But they have surprised me that they've looked better. And Cam Coleman, he is one of the best wide receivers in the country.
I love Cam Coleman.
That is a guy that I would love to see in two-tone blue next year.
Yeah. He's fun. He's one of the sneaky under-the-radar guys that doesn't get a lot of national attention because he's behind Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams. But you could argue he's the top three receiver in the SEC.
Yeah,
he's that good.
I got him to transfer to Florida in my dynasty.
There you go. Coach Noon is back at Kentucky. We went home.
Really?
We went home.
I love it. Yeah, I like Auburn this weekend, and I guess we're going to have to wait for Connor for his Monday headlines. We're going to do one from the Titans, and one can be wide-ranging from NFL or college football. So we'll get into that coming up at 11:30. A couple of other big games across college football coming up this weekend. You've got, is it bad to call it the Bussin' Bowl? Michigan, Nebraska, Taylor Lewan, Will Compton.
I forgot. Can I be honest with you? I forgot they existed until I saw them on SportsCenter talking about it the other day.
I stopped listening to them a long time ago, but
I will listen when they have like a big guest.
When they have Titans guests,
like Cam Ward was on a couple weeks ago.
They had Brian Callahan last year, so like
yeah, and the Rand interview.
Yeah. So I'll listen to those, but yeah, I don't listen as much anymore. But Michigan, Nebraska, Florida, Miami. We mentioned that one is where game day is. Could this be Sunbelt Billy's last stand? And a top 20 matchup between Illinois and Indiana. Who thought those words would ever be spoken? 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to text or call, our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are out here at Preds Training Camp while Parker Kelly is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. DVD with Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan will be broadcasting live from 3 to 6 p.m. at Jimmy Kelly's Steakhouse today as they celebrate the opening of their all-new rooftop dining area and bar. It's also a great place to go before the big Vanderbilt game tomorrow night. That is a 6:30 kick from First Bank Stadium. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. The Blue Raiders will host Marshall tomorrow at Floyd Stadium at 6 o'clock. Catch all of the action on Totally Hits 93.3 with coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at Totally Hits Nashville.com. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you on this Friday morning, getting you set for a big weekend of football. We'll talk Titans a little more later on, but we're on the college side right now. Some big games this weekend, while both local teams have bye games, tune-up games this week. Vanderbilt facing Georgia State. I guess that wouldn't qualify as a bye game. It was a home-and-home. but Tennessee has UAB coming to Neyland Stadium. Couple of big games we haven't gotten to yet. Michigan, Nebraska. Interesting one. You got Dylan Raiola, Bryce Underwood, two highly regarded quarterbacks. I think Michigan's going to be good. But this is one where I feel like they could slip up. I don't know. I think this is going to be a good game.
Is this in the Big House?
No, I believe it's in Lincoln.
Oh. Yeah, I could see that. It is in Lincoln. I really like a particular Nebraska wide receiver named Dane Key for no reason in particular other than maybe you could sniff that one out. But yeah, I think this is the kind of game that Michigan can slip up, especially on the road. Nebraska's a tough environment to play in if you're a freshman quarterback like Bryce Underwood. And look, he's looked good so far. I don't think he's been the generational second coming of whatever, insert great quarterback here. He's been good, but not, you know, legendary. I think this is the kind of game they can slip up in, and look, Matt Rhule's got his boys playing. He's developing. They look better than they did last year. So, yeah, I totally think Nebraska could pull this one out.
Michigan's only a 1.5-point favorite. I would have thought it would be a little bit bigger than that.
So I would have thought Nebraska would have been favored.
Really? At home?
Just being at home.
Yeah.
Not by much.
I could see it.
Maybe a 1.5, half a point favorite.
Some other games across the landscape of college football, Miami and Florida. We talked about this one, too.
It's going to be a woodshed smacking.
It's the game that game day chose to go to. And, you know, they have to make tough decisions every week, right? Like, there's usually more than one good game across college football.
They make some questionable choices, though.
But this one, like, you got three ranked-on-ranked matchups. Utah-Texas Tech, Auburn-Oklahoma, Illinois-Indiana. I feel like any of those three would have been better than Florida-Miami.
It's just for name value.
Right. The programs are bigger.
We have two big programs in the state of Florida, and I think we're not taking into account the actual skill talent on each team. Miami's a good team. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think they're a top five team in the nation right now. Florida is not a good team. So I think we're taking name value. And guys, look, it's Carson Beck versus DJ Lagway.
Right, who just threw five picks
in a game. I don't see the point. I would have gone to either Illinois, Indiana, or Utah, Texas Tech.
Yeah, I think Billy Napier is now on his way out. The LSU game, the defense played well, but you got Billy Napier there calling your plays, trying to get DJ Lagway. Like
that, he threw the ball 50 times.
Right, like that's supposed to be what is going to save your program, is DJ Lagway. And he's kind of laid an egg through the first 3 weeks of the season.
I mean, three of his five picks last week were like Will Levis-esque throws.
Yeah, it's not good in Florida, and I think there's going to be a change in Gainesville there shortly. Don't know if after this week, but I don't think if they get blown out by Miami, it's very possible.
They're in need of a bright, defensive-minded coach, and I know just the guy.
You're just trying to pawn Mark Stoops off on anybody.
I'm trying to set him up for the best opportunity possible.
See where he could go. Florida likely going to be in the Alex Golish sweepstakes. You know, maybe John Sumrall. I think those are the two hot names that could be coming for
John
SEC
Gruden.
Jobs. John Gruden. Yeah.
He does it for free.
I mean, as a fan of a team who already has a head coaching opening, I have already heard all the names that it could possibly be. Nick Saban.
He's not coming back.
I
know who's pushing that out there.
No, there are lots of people pushing it out there.
But there's one guy in particular that's pushing that out there just for the sake of pushing it out there. I'm like, stop.
I think Saban's done, especially with, like, he doesn't want to go rebuild a program, too.
He's done. Especially college.
Michael Vick is being thrown out there for Virginia Tech's job.
I wonder why.
Because he's three games in at Norfolk State, you know.
He's coming home, everyone.
I think D'Angelo Hall has been thrown out there, too. Just all of the buzzword names. Shane Beamer, of course, being thrown out there. So Florida might be, you know, maybe they bring back one of Tim Tebow for head coach.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
How hilarious would that be?
That would be so funny.
I bet he would do it, too.
I bet he would.
And Florida,
if you want a great pregame speech, Tim Tebow's your guy.
Crazier things have happened. I wouldn't completely put it past Florida to at least approach that topic with Tim Tebow. Anyway, he's not fired yet. Sunbelt Billy taking on Miami coming up on Saturday night. Maybe his last chance to try and save his job. Illinois-Indiana, I think it is the most interesting game of the weekend. Like, who would have thought 3 years ago, you tell any fan of college football, like, Illinois is going to be a top 10 team playing a top 20 Indiana who's coming off a college football playoff experience.
They're good.
Appearance. Like, this is going to be a fun one. Brett Bielema.
I like Brett Bielema.
Kurt Cignetti, that is a guy that I would love for Virginia Tech to hire.
He'll retire at Indiana.
I don't know, though. Like, he's...
He's like 69.
He coached in James Madison.
Yeah.
And Indiana's always going to be more of a basketball school. And
they're more of a football school right now.
No, but he even said earlier this year, and I think it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, where he's saying, like, Yeah, we wanted to bring more guys in the portal, but then we hired Darian DeVries, and he took all the money because he lost his entire team. It's like, I think he knows that Indiana's always going to be a basketball school. Maybe he wants to go to a football school. Just putting it out there. I use football school loosely, as in a school that cares more about football than basketball.
Is Virginia Tech, I mean, no offense, but women's basketball is gone because I have that now.
Yeah,
from you.
You took Kenny.
Football has been mediocre for 20 years.
Ten.
Basketball went out the window when Buzz left.
Mike Young's going to put together a pretty good team this year, by the way.
Okay.
Not like ACC champion, but like round of 32.
I couldn't tell you anything about Virginia Tech baseball.
Where did Mike Young come from?
Wofford,
that's right.
Yes.
I feel like things went downhill for Virginia Tech basketball when they lost Sean Padula.
Wofford just fired their head coach.
This year, at least.
I mean, the season Sean Padula's last season was horrible, and he left for Ole Miss.
Did you see this? Wofford just fired Dwight Perry because he is giving...
I saw the NCAA denied that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, the NCAA came out and said, we have taken no sanctions on this school, and so...
Well, Wofford took action then.
Right, so...
So he'll be at Kentucky soon.
Anyway, long tangent to get back to Illinois-Indiana. That's a game that has college football playoff implications, which is it's so fun to say that.
Yeah.
Because that has never been the case before.
Yeah, I mean, it has Big Ten implications as well. I think on paper it's close, but I think, I don't know, I'm just not in on Indiana. They have
really
played no one. Parker can tell you, we were watching them play Indiana State the other day, and they were just taking them to the woodshed because that's what they do. They schedule these, you know, lesser FCS opponents, and that's their non-conference. And then you look at their conference schedule, and they don't play anyone.
No, they have a tough conference schedule this year.
Do they?
So, yeah, they played Old Dominion.
Tough as in Indiana tough or tough as in SEC level tough?
It's tough. They played Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State.
Wow.
But they do have tough games on the conference schedule. Illinois this week, who's a top 10 team, at Oregon in 3 weeks, then at Penn State November 8th, towards the end of the season. And, like, you play Wisconsin, who they're not good, Michigan State, at Iowa. But those aren't, like, gimme games. It's not like you're playing Rutgers or...
Yeah.
I mean, Purdue at the end of the season probably is going to be pretty easy. But, Purdue plays Notre Dame this week. That's a get-right game.
That's
for Marcus Freeman.
The Sam Hartman Bowl.
That game might end like 75-0 because Notre Dame's going to be ticked off. They've lost back-to-back games to start the year.
Yeah, and then they'll win and shoot up to number 8.
Yeah, 1-2 Notre Dame. You are the 8th team in the college football playoff. It's going to be a fun weekend of college football, but it's hard not to look ahead to next week. Like,
yeah.
There are some good games this week, but next week, we got, at the same time, which, good and bad, Penn State, Oregon, Georgia, Alabama.
Two fun ones.
And, like, that's, is it too early to say that's a must-win for Alabama?
No.
At home?
No, I think it's absolutely a must-win.
Yeah. I mean, next weekend, that Saturday night might be the best weekend of college football we get all year. And we've had some good ones already. But that's going to be a fun one.
And Kentucky plays South Carolina. The battle of a potty word.
I'm very excited that Vandy's game next week is 11:45 a.m. kick against Utah State. Because
yeah,
I can go out there, work, and enjoy the game, and then get home right in time to get ready for those two big games.
Thank you for saying you're going home and not out to a bar to watch these games.
Because
you got to lock in.
I'm not a huge fan of watching games at... Like, there are certain times that I will. Like, if it's a random Thursday night game or a Monday night game that I don't have a major interest in, I'm fine doing that, you know, if it's during the day on a Saturday. But, yeah, if there's games I want to lock in for, your couch is the place to do it.
Yeah, I'll go to the bar on Friday at 8 a.m. to watch the replay. I'm just kidding. I don't really go to bars. I went to a bar last week with Chase, and that's about it.
I love it. The suit and the mini suit.
The rifleman.
The rifleman.
I don't like the rifleman that much. Man. Don't tell Joe.
Too bad.
Brandon and Hermitage just rubbing it in. He goes, love you, Jake, but your Tigers are blowing it. Scoobs for Cy and go Jays. Yeah, it's been bad.
I thought we weren't talking about baseball today.
No, we're not going to. But if the Tigers blow a 14.5 game lead in the last 2 months of the season,
I guess practice is over.
They need to blow it up. Yeah, it
looks everyone's
like,
gone.
Looks like things are wrapping up here at Preds training camp. It was great to talk to Michael Bunting last hour. Talked to him about what he's expecting for this season. He says the Preds going to play with a chip on their shoulder this year, looking to prove the experts wrong once again. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We got 30 minutes left in the show. Chase and Big Joe coming up at the top of the hour. Coming up next, time to give our Monday headlines. What are we going to be talking about after this sports weekend? We'll do it next. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, Connor Newton, next man up. 1025 The Game. Next man up, 1025, the game final half hour on this Friday. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you.
What is this?
Connor, you've never heard the song before?
I don't know if I have.
I don't think I have.
TD would be disappointed in both of you.
Oh, wait. No, you did. Yeah, you played this for TD a couple weeks ago. Is this the girl that we were trying to get to text in?
This is TD's fantasy wife, Keisha Cole.
Yeah.
Unfamiliar.
We were telling Keisha Cole that she should call in and talk to TD a couple of weeks ago.
I apologize, TD. I don't know who that is, but TD teaches me a lot about music, so yeah. maybe I'll add this one.
That is true. I learn a lot from the bump music when TD is on, and make sure to follow along with TD. We should be getting Titans practice updates in the next couple hours. See if T'Vondre Sweat, J.C. Latham, L'Jarius Sneed all out there, and we will finish up the show with the Titans. But it is time for some Monday headlines on Friday. Let's guess what we are going to be talking about after this weekend of sports. Let's start with the Titans. Last week, I did not do well on this. Parker Kelly did. Connor Newt, what is your Titans Monday headline? What are we going to be leading off the show with on Monday morning?
I think the Titans win in an absolute barn burner.
Wow.
And I think they win 17-13.
Wow.
And I think Cam Ward has two touchdowns.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Passing. Two touchdowns passing for Cam Ward and a 17-13 Titans win. I am going to go, you know, we've gotten so close twice now, back-to-back weeks. Chim Dike finally ends the drought and brings back a return touchdown this weekend.
We should have got it last week.
70-yard kickoff return two weeks ago against Denver. Last week he had it. It got called back on a penalty on Cedric Gray. This week, it finally gets done. I'm not going to specify kick or punt, but I think Chim Dike takes one to the house this weekend. Parker Kelly, what is your Titans Monday headline?
So I believe the Titans are going to fall to 0-3. I believe there's a little bit of fool's gold with this whole Indiana Jones Colts offense not being able to, they're not punting in the first two games, but I don't think the Titans are good enough to expose that. So I think the Titans go to 0-3. The Colts move to 3-0.
All right. So you're on the Titans. Parker's on the Colts.
It's me and Robbie.
I guess
world.
Do I have to make a pick here? Like, I haven't actually made a pick.
Yeah.
Break the tie, Jake. Come on.
I'm going Titans.
Yes!
I'm going to go Titans. I've said that I think it needs to be a convincing win for Brian Callahan. Like, that's what he needs. I don't know if it's going to be quite that. No. I'm going to go 20-16, Titans.
Yeah.
Titans win 20-16. I think it's a little more high scoring than what you had, Connor, but not much.
Yeah.
So I will take the Titans. And
you thought I was going to say like Titans win 45-42.
Barn burner. I was like, are we going to get?
You shouldn't know
49-45.
An offensive masterclass, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm a
Coach Jay Pierce would be so proud of you for using that word.
I'm going Titans, and one of their two touchdowns will be on a Chim Dike return touchdown. All right. Other one can be wide open. We did college football last week because there was just a ton going on. But if you have an NFL headline, you're welcome to do that. Connor, what is your headline outside of the Titans?
I think I kind of teased it earlier. I was thinking about this in the shower yesterday. I think Auburn and Jarnold exact revenge on
wow.
Oklahoma. I think Jackson Arnold has three combined touchdowns. And the Tigers take down the Sooners.
Go into Norman and get the win. I like it. I thought about doing something like that. I'm going to go with an upset.
Mm. If you say Florida, I'm going to punch you.
Not Florida. I don't believe in the Billy Napier experience that much.
Are you going to talk about SEC champion Iowa State?
I'm not. We're going to Oxford, Mississippi.
Uh-oh.
Where John Sumrall
go and Cats,
the Tulane Green Wave beat the Ole Miss Rebels.
I could see it. Austin Simmons isn't playing.
I'm calling it outright. Tulane gets the win. Ole Miss every year. It was Kentucky last year.
Yep.
Ole Miss always loses a game they shouldn't. And I think this is going to be the one they do. Tulane's too talented of a team to look past them. I think the Green Wave get the win this weekend.
I mean, it's between them.
The suit's on
yeah,
board with
he agrees.
Me.
It's between them and USF for me as far as who's going to represent
yeah.
G5 in the
no,
playoff.
No, I mean, it is.
And it's very early,
right.
So something could change. But right now, those are the two for me.
Right. I think those are the two obvious ones. Boise State losing to USF early on the season kind of made them fall out of that. But the good news is that it'll kind of sort itself out with South Florida and Tulane playing in the same conference because only one of them can win the conference championship.
I think one more for you since Chase is sitting right next to me. We're doing the Tennessee three-step again this weekend. Tennessee's winning over UAB. Vandy's winning over Georgia State. MTSU's winning over Marshall.
Wow, okay. Marshall did lose a lot of talent this year with their head coach bolting for Southern Miss.
Which, by the way, those two teams are top 10 in the nation in TFLs.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Should be a fun defensive game.
Parker, what is your Monday headline? College football, NFL, where are you going?
All right, if you happen to be a betting man out there, I want you to listen real closely because I'm about to make you some money. All right,
Ricky Merritt,
Arkansas is at Memphis, 11 a.m. on ABC. Arkansas is favored by -7.5. I think Arkansas wins, but I'm going to take Memphis plus the points.
Okay.
Thank you, Pigskin Pick'em.
Yeah, I like it. So you got Memphis. Is that what – did Adam say that's his silly underdog pick too?
Yeah, but he regrets it.
Maybe.
Because he likes Tulane over Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And unlike Connor, I haven't been thinking about this in the shower. So.
I think about a lot in the shower. I sing white girl music in the shower, which we've been singing so
yeah,
eloquently
that's,
today.
That's been the theme of the show so far.
I expect one more.
Yeah, you got one more.
You got one more opportunity.
One more bump here, Parker, to make Connor proud.
To seize everything you ever
want. One more.
I almost went with this one as my headline, if we're going to go to the NFL. I almost went with Jake Browning putting up a big game in Minnesota.
Because he always does that.
Just like Jake Browning, you know, calms the nerves of Bengals fans, I guess would be my headline. Jake Browning calms the nerves around Cincinnati and puts up a big game and a Bengals win. But then I realized, I was like, man, that's a Brian Flores defense he's facing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel all that good about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would harp on Carson Wentz maybe having a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with no JJ.
JJ's not looked good.
Carson Wentz, as much as people will talk about how bad he's been, and you know, since the injury in what would have been an MVP season for him, the Super Bowl season for the Eagles, he hasn't been good. But the talent's still there, and I don't think he's going to be. I think he'll be fine for the Vikings.
He'll be serviceable.
And the Bengals defense is
not good.
I mean, they got Trey Hendrickson.
That's it.
That's about it. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you have Monday headlines, if you want to make a guess at what we're going to be talking about after the weekend, we'd love to hear from you, 615-737-1025. I am on the Titans and Chim Dike having a return touchdown. Connor is saying Titans win, Cam Ward with two touchdowns in a low-scoring game. Parker is going Colts. Did you have anything additional on that, Parker, just... You're taking the Colts to win the game.
I'm just taking the Colts to win. I don't have a particular stat in mind, but I think the Colts will win this game.
And then the rest of our headlines, I've got Tulane over Ole Miss, upset in Oxford. Connor taking the Jackson Arnold revenge game. Auburn and Hugh Freeze get the win in Norman. And Parker taking Memphis and the points. In his upset pick there. So
No. Arkansas will win.
Right.
Memphis,
oh, sorry.
Memphis
You're taking Memphis with the points is what I meant. Yes. So those are our Monday headlines, what we think is going to happen over the weekend. Let us know if you have any thoughts. College football, NFL, Titans, anything goes. 615-737-1025. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll give our final look at this Titans and Colts game on Sunday at Nissan Stadium and get you off to chasing Big Joe. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Oh, wow. We went Camp Rock for the last break.
I'm so happy with you.
This is a deep cut from Camp Rock, too. This isn't even one of the most popular ones. Well done, Parker.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I like it.
You've succeeded.
Yes. That is a check plus from Parker Kelly on his last bump of the day. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly. Wrapping up the show on this Friday, big weekend of football. Titans and Colts coming up on Sunday from Nissan Stadium. Titans trying to avoid an 0-3 start for the second straight year. Chase and Big Joe are coming up after us. We just went through our Monday headlines. Me and Connor think the Titans are going to win. Parker's on the Colts.
We stand with Robbie.
Wes in Clarksville is very pessimistic. He says, I think the Titans get shut out. They won't even score. And Monday we would be talking about when will they fire Callie.
Well, we've been talking about that for like 2 weeks.
Right. Honestly, even if they win the game, that's probably still going to be a conversation next week, which is it's tough. Unless they really show up and win like 35-14 on Sunday, which not going to happen. But yeah, if they did that, I think maybe those conversations go away at least for 1 week. Let's talk about this game. I think this is a decent matchup for the Titans.
Yeah.
You're not facing an elite pass rush. You're not facing an elite secondary. If this offense is going to get going, this is the game to do it. And if you don't do it now, I just wonder if it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to tell you what kind of a team the Titans are. And we think we know. We think they're a really bad football team. But if they go out and, look, the Colts have caught fire in the first 2 weeks. They've looked good. I don't think that tells you the full story. I don't think the Colts are that good of a team. The Texans are 0-2 right now.
Right.
I think the Texans are a far better team than the Colts are. So, look, the Colts could very well come in here, and I can't believe I haven't mentioned this. The Titans do this really cute thing where they make a bad quarterback look really, really good.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jones, I don't think, is a good quarterback. He's looked good through 2 weeks, but take out the microscope and look across his entire career. He has not been a good quarterback.
Yeah.
So maybe he's found some new light in his new home in Indianapolis, but overall I don't think he's a good quarterback. My point is the Titans do this really cute thing where they make a bad quarterback look good, like Malik Willis, for example, last year. Did it with Mac Jones in Jacksonville. Actually, they won that game, did they not?
No, they lost both games to Jacksonville.
That's right.
Last year.
Last season.
They beat the Texans on the road.
That's right. And then New England and
Miami.
And Miami.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Callahan still has more preseason wins than regular season wins. Like, that, it can't happen. And, again, it's like
bad.
If he's going to save his job, it has to start now. Like, they're not going to fire him yet, but if you lose this game, it just feels like the slope is going to get too slippery and it's just going to spiral out of control. Like, I don't really see a path to come back unless they just go on the road and find something, which
can I give you one more headline?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your headline?
If they win this game, Brian Callahan will cry in the post-game presser.
I kind of like that, especially if they win it big. You know, it's one of those things where, like,
we needed this one.
The team played for me.
Yeah. Does he finish his quiche after he cries
his
or
quiche.
Before?
Does he yell at Paul?
Well, it's tough because I really do like Brian Callahan.
Yeah,
like, I think
he's a nice guy.
Everything that he does comes from a good place, and I think he is flexible enough to try and change things to be successful.
But that can't be your biggest compliment of him.
No, I know.
He's a nice guy.
You need results, 100%. And, like, he has to start showing results right now. Like,
right.
You need a win this weekend bad. But, like, I do like, at least, he seems to have the mindset of somebody who can improve. There are some guys, Ken Whisenhunt is the guy that everybody's comparing Brian Callahan to.
Yeah.
From all reports, Ken Whisenhunt had no interest in changing anything he did to try and change what was going on, and that's why he got fired. He went 3-20 and ended up getting let go.
Who's 3-20 right now?
Brian Callahan is 3-16. So, you know, if...
Oh, well, he's almost there.
He's got four games to try and figure it out, and, you know, four games leads you right into New England. So, when New England comes here.
Yeah.
So, I'm rooting for the guy. I really think that he wants to be successful, and I think he's trying to do everything he can to change the way things are going. But until you start seeing it, you can't believe that it's going to get better.
It's smoke and mirrors, man, on both sides. If the Titans go out there and win this game, I don't want to hear, we were wrong about Brian Callahan. He could very well coach a great game. And I don't think you're going to hear that.
No, Brian Callahan is not one game away from everybody believing that he's a good coach.
We're a long way away from that.
You got to see it throughout the whole season. Like, you have to see from now until January that this team is progressing towards a spot where you leave this season feeling like next year they could be a playoff team. Like, that's where this team needs to be after this year.
And they're a long way from that.
Not saying they're going to be a playoff team next year, but you need to leave this season feeling like the team got better. You're seeing growth from some of the young pieces that can become your new core. And next year, they could take a jump.
Yeah.
This team doesn't have to win 9 games to show progress, but you got to win at least 5 or 6.
And be competitive in others.
Right. And I guess if there's one thing you can say about these first 2 games, they've been competitive. They let it get away from them at the end against the Rams, but they have hung in there against these 2 teams. It's not good enough to just hang in there. This week against a team in the Colts that I know the Indy fans seem to think that they are the 85 Bears after winning 2 games, but this is a team that the Titans can beat at home and need to beat if they're going to get this season back on track.
I'm just tired of, well, they almost did it.
Right.
They were competitive. I want to come on here on Monday. I won't be on Monday, but I want to come on here and talk about a win.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how good the Titans look. I'm tired of the negativity, man. I'm tired of talking about Brian Callahan being fired and how Cam Ward has no help. I want to go back to this team being good like the rest of you, but that's just the reality. We don't live in that world right now.
Right.
It's a bad team.
No, it does get a little exhausting talking about how bad this team is and everything that they need to work on, but you look at the roster. The roster's not going to change all that much throughout the season.
Like, no.
You'll cycle some guys in and out, but this is the team that you've got for this year, and this is not a playoff team. So you can't expect them to be a playoff team, but you've got to start seeing that the coach is improving the guys that he does have until they can get some better players in next offseason.
Yeah, it's just we're a long way away from success with this team, it feels like.
It doesn't have to be that way, though.
Yeah.
Like, it really doesn't. The NFL, it can flip in the blink of an eye if you have the quarterback.
I just think they get in their own way. That's the problem.
No, and that's a Brian Callahan issue right now. And that's why...
He overthinks things.
That's why I think if you asked anybody, media, fans, is Brian Callahan going to be the coach in week one next year? I bet 99% of people would say no.
I'm in that 99%.
I'm in that 99% too. But if you have the quarterback... Things can flip quickly, and so far it feels like you have the makings of a franchise quarterback in Cam Ward. Can you continue to develop that? And then this offseason, you got to add pieces around him. Wide receivers, you got to add to the defense. You need an edge rusher. You need cornerbacks. Like, if you can have a good offseason this year and Cam Ward is the guy, you just got to have the coach. And Brian Callahan's got to prove that he can be that guy. That starts Sunday at Nissan Stadium.
At least hockey's coming up.
Yes, that is true.
I feel some sort of excitement that there's a playoff caliber team there.
Yes, at least hockey is coming up. It's been a blast being out here at Preds training camp today. Getting to speak
turning the lights off on us.
They turned the lights off out in the rink there. But getting to watch through the window here as we're set up in the conference room and getting to see some of the guys back out there on the ice, getting to talk to Max Herz, Michael Bunting stopped by. It's been fun. And I can't believe it. Hockey offseason always flies by.
Right.
And we are less than 3 weeks away from the opener Bridgestone Arena.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool at Nissan Stadium. They've done that before. And on Sunday, doubleheader right here on 102.5 The Game. So make sure you tune in. It's been fun being out here. Titans and Colts coming up on Sunday. We will see if on Monday morning we're talking about a 1-2 team or a winless team for the second straight year after three games. For Connor Newt and Parker Kelly, I'm Jake Lyman signing off. We will talk to you on Monday at 9 a.m. Chase and Big Joe live from Preds Training Camp coming right up after this. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.